Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Season 4, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4, all about the fours today. We're looking at Dalet here and the Dalet season in the fourth season. Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna Omer, Rabbi Levitas of Yavna says, Me'od me'od heve shefal ruach, be exceedingly humble, shetikvas enosh rima, for the end of mortal man is worms. We have to realize that the best thing to do is, the best kind of trait is to be humble, realizing that we're nothing, just a little peon in the system. We're one tiny fleck in the history of humankind. We're nothing compared to everything around us, and we're all going to end up in the dust. We're all going to end up being food for the maggots and the worms. So what is there really to be proud of so much? What is there really to be so arrogant about? God forbid. What is there to be so pompous about? Realizing humble is the best thing to do. Moshe Rabbeinu is described as the most humble on earth, and he did so much. So if Moshe could be so humble, how much more so we have to be so humble as well. And of course, Rambam teaches us two things we have to fully avoid are arrogance and anger in our lives. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Kol ha-machal Hashem Shemayim b'seiser, nefrom imenu b'goloi, anyone who desecrates the name of heaven in private will be punished in public. Echad chogig v'echad mezid b'chal Hashem, both unintentional and intentional, are the same desecrating God's name. So don't think you can hide, don't think you could steal privately, it's going to come out publicly, don't think you could sin privately, it'll come out publicly. Of course, if you have to fight your nature, you have to fight your traits, you do as best as you can to fight the Yetzer every day. Of course, people stumble and fall now and again. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. One of my favorite phrases, you keep falling, you keep getting back up again, you don't get knocked down, you don't stay knocked down, you keep trying, even if you fall again and again and again. So let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says, the wonderful commentary here in Season 4. Humble, because we end up as worms, food. Man should not be proud at all, for the worms will ultimately be worth more than him. Concerning this, the Mishnah uses extreme language and says, be exceedingly humble, teaching us how severely arrogance will be punished. Arrogance, gasos ruach, means pride. Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon explained, the Rambam, that this teaches us the difference between pride and other midos. And all other midos, the middle path is best, like we mentioned. For example, in money matters, one should neither be a spendthrift or a miser, and the middle path of calculated generosity is ideal. Same is true of cruelty and compassion. Neither should be taken to an extreme. One should not have mercy on the wicked nor deal cruelly with the rest of mankind. The middle path is the right one, with compassion and cruelty appropriately dispensed. This is true for all midos. They should be guided to the midpoint. The one exception is pride, and also anger, really. One must keep far, far away from it, going all the way to the opposite extreme. It is the worst of all midos, and the root of most of the sins in the Torah. Not only that, it causes man to forget God, God forbid. As it says, your heart will become haughty, you will forget God. That comes from Devarim. And this is what the Mishnah teaches us with the words, be exceedingly humble. There's a conflict of opinion on this topic between the sages of the Talmud in Sota. Early on in Gemara Sota, one sage says he should be excommunicated if he has pride. Another says he should be excommunicated if he does not have a minute amount of pride. In other words, one should not be completely humble to the utmost degree and so lowly that others mock him. His pride should be at the midpoint between total arrogance and total self-effacement and humiliation. Concerning this, one sage said that he should be excommunicated if he has a great deal of pride. He should be excommunicated if he has no pride at all, for then he is no longer a man, but more like an animal. According to another opinion, he should be excommunicated if he has any trace of pride at all. Pride is such a terrible meat that one should keep far distant from it and be totally free of it, both as Rabbi Levita said, and for the reason that was explained, this is the halachic ruling on the issue. And one who desecrates the name of heaven in private will be punished in public. The desecration of God's name described in the Talmud is always public. Even a minor action on the part of a great person is enough to cause desecration of God's name. As Rav Nachman said, what's an example of desecrating the name of heaven? If someone like me were to purchase meat from a butcher and not pay for it immediately. It comes from Gemara Yuma. Because of this, Torah scholars and distinguished people must exercise a greater level of care than is required of ordinary people. Each individual, in keeping with his stand, with his standing, and anyone who wishes to consider himself an important person in this regard may do so and exercise exceptional caution. The sages said in Sanhedrin that under certain circumstances one should allow himself to be killed, even over the way he wears his shoelaces. That comes from Sanhedrin, but Rashi explains that if all the non-Jews tie their shoelaces in a certain way, but Jews have the custom to tie them in a different way, even though it is only a custom, they should be prepared to give up their lives rather than publicly act like the non-Jews. And yet, in this case, there's no obligation to be killed rather than transgression, yet it is correct to submit to death because it is a mitzvah that sanctifies God's name and acquires the world to come in a single moment. Phraseology from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. However, there are three sins that one must die rather than transgress. When a transgressed, instead of allowing himself to be killed, commits a very grave sin. Of course, these are idol worship, immorality, and murder. And yet the punishment for desecrating God's name in public is worse than all of these, as it says in you, House of Israel, thus said the Lord of God, let every man go serve his idols. Since you do not listen to me, do not profane my holy name any longer with your gifts and with your idols. That comes from Yechezkel. God's anger was greater over the public desecration of his holy name caused by the people's idol worship than the actual idol worship itself. This is what we learn from this Mishnah. The words one who desecrates the name of heaven in private refers to things that are by definition a desecration of God's name. One example is idol worship, which is a desecration of God's name because the idol worshiper does not acknowledge God. Another example is swearing falsely, using God's name in an oath in order to deceive others. This too is a desecration of God's name, as it says, you shall not swear by my name falsely, there by desecrating the name of your God. And both unintentional and intentional are the same in desecrating the name. This does not mean that the punishment for an unintentional sin is the same as for intentional. What it means is that even if one desecrates God's name unintentionally, the punishment will still be given in public. Every individual will be punished in keeping with his sin, because even an unintentional sin is considered transgression if the sinner was not compelled by circumstances beyond his control. Should have been more careful to begin with to avoid situations that might lead to sin. Because he was not sufficiently careful, the Torah requires him to bring a sacrifice as atonement. So be exceedingly humble. Remember, you're going to end up with the maggots. And try to avoid desecrating the name of God, even in private, as much as possible, because it comes out in the end, and we have to do our utmost to be a walking Kiddush Hashem. Join us next time out when we talk about learning in order to teach and to practice, which is really the best way of going about things, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.